Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen-style ride groove in Ableton Live 12 that feels human, gritty, and musical instead of stiff and overly polished. The goal here is a rolling DNB ride part with crisp transients, dusty mids, and just enough timing variation to breathe like a real player. This is an intermediate workflow, so we're not just making a loop and calling it done. We're thinking like producers. We want a groove that works inside a full jungle or drum and bass arrangement, sitting on top of a break, a bass line, and all the other moving parts without fighting them. Let's start by choosing a source sound. You want a ride sample that already has some useful detail in it. That could be a clean ride hit, a chopped fragment from an Amen break, or a dusty cymbal from a jungle pack. The ideal sample has a clear attack, some body in the mids, and a short enough decay that it won't wash out the groove. If your sample is too clean, that's fine. We'll add character later. If it's too harsh, we'll tame it with filtering and saturation. The important thing is to start with something that gives us a solid transient and some texture to shape. Now program the core rhythm. For a classic DNB feel, a straightforward place to begin is the offbeat pattern, with hits on the end of each beat. So you'd have one on the end of one, the end of two, the end of three, and the end of four. That gives you a strong rolling foundation. If you want something more jungle flavored, try a broken Amen style figure instead. Put a main hit on beat one, a quieter ghost hit just after it, an accent on two, and another main hit on three, a low velocity flick near three, and a final accent on four, and that gives the part a chopped, hand-played feel. You can also go for a more syncopated rolling ride if the bass line is busy. In that case, place hits around 1 and 2, 2 and 3a and 4 and. The main idea is to leave space for the break while still keeping motion in the top end. Now comes the part that makes this feel alive, timing. A loop that lands perfectly on the grid can sound robotic in fast drum and bass, so we're going to humanize it carefully. In Ableton Live 12, select the MIDI notes and nudge a few of them slightly early or late. You do not want to randomize everything. That usually just makes the part messy. Keep your main accents close to the grid, maybe within about 5 milliseconds. Let the ghost notes drift more, maybe 10 to 20 milliseconds. That tiny movement can completely change the pocket. Early notes add urgency. Late notes add weight and drag. Use both, but keep them intentional. Here's a good teacher rule for this style. The player is usually consistent with accents, but looser with ornaments. So don't mess with every hit. Move maybe 2 or 3 notes per bar, and you'll hear the groove start to breathe. Next is velocity. This is a huge part of making the ride feel musical. Repeated hits at the same velocity are one of the fastest ways to make the part sound fake. Use stronger velocities for main accents, something around 95 to 115. Secondary hits can live around 70 to 90, and ghost notes can sit lower, maybe 35 to 65. Open the velocity lane in the MIDI clip and draw a contour instead of a flat line. Let the bar starts feel a little stronger, then ease down through the phrase. A really nice trick is to make the final hit of a 2-bar phrase slightly softer, then bring the energy back up at the next bar. That subtle dip helps the loop feel like it's turning over naturally. Now we're going to build the sound in layers. The first layer is your transient layer. This one is responsible for the clean attack and definition. Use simpler or short ride sample, then shape it with EQ8 and drum bus. High pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz to keep the low end out, and if you need a little more click or snap, give it a small boost somewhere in the 5 to 9 kHz range. Then use drum bus slightly. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and some transients pushed up can make the front of the hit pop. Keep it controlled, though. This layer should sound bright and focused, not brittle. The second layer is the dusty mid-range layer. This is where the character lives. You can use another ride sample, a chopped break fragment, or something that already has a bit of age in it. Run it through auto filter, saturator, maybe a touch of redux or erosion, and then EQ it so it sits in the right range. The idea here is to focus the sound into the mids and remove anything that's too clean or too glossy. Saturator with soft clip can add warmth and grit. Redux should be subtle if you use it, because we want dust, not digital fizz. Erosion at a very low amount can add a nice grainy edge. This layer should feel worn in, a little papery and alive. If you want even more texture, add a third layer with very quiet noise or a soft vinyl type top layer. Keep it low in the mix. You should feel it more than hear it. This is a nice way to add air without making the whole ride brighter. Once the layers are built, group them so you can control the whole sound like one instrument. This is where macros become really useful. You might map one macro to transient, one to dust, one to tone, one to width, and one to decay. That way you can automate the feel of the ride across the arrangement without constantly digging into each layer. Now let's add swing intelligently. In drum and bass, especially at higher tempos, too much swing can make the groove feel slow or lazy. So keep it subtle. If you use Ableton's Groove Pool, try a light MPC style or shuffle groove and apply it gently, maybe only to the ride clip. A little groove amount can add life, but if the bass line is already syncopated, you may not need much swing at all. In that case, keep the pattern mostly grid-based and humanize it with timing and velocity instead. Very important. Check how the ride sits with the break. This is where a lot of people accidentally overcook it. If the break already has cymbal bleed or hat energy, the ride can start fighting for space. Listen for collisions with snare ghosts and top percussion. If it's masking things, carve with EQ8. Soften the dusty layer or use a little sidechain style movement if needed. A good jungle mindset is this. Let the break provide the natural mess and let the ride provide the intentional pulse. That combination is what gives the groove authority. Now let's think beyond the loop and into the arrangement. A ride part that never changes will lose impact fast, especially in D&B. So make it evolve over 8 to 16 bars. You can start sparse in the first 4 bars, then add ghost notes and a brighter transient layer in the next phrase. In the next section, introduce a fill or a variation, and then in the last phrase, open the filter a little or increase the dust for a lift before the drop. Small changes matter a lot at this tempo. You might automate dust layer volume, open the filter slightly, mute the transient layer for a breakdown moment, or add one extra hit at the end of a phrase. You can also use a reversed cymbal swell to carry into the next section. None of these changes need to be huge. In fast drum and bass, tiny moves read as big energy shifts. A really useful workflow is to make a variation clip. Duplicate your main MIDI clip and change a few things. Remove one accent every couple of bars. Add one extra ghost note. Shift a hit a little late. Or lower one velocity dramatically. That gives you a second version for a drop, a B section, or a call and response moment with the bass. For mixing, treat the ride like a percussion instrument, not a lead. High pass the layers to keep the low end clean. If the transient layer bites too hard, gently reduce the harshness around 4 to 7 kHz. Keep the dusty layer lower than the transient layer, so the grit supports the definition instead of replacing it. And if the cymbal feels too wide, use utility to narrow it down a bit. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make every hit the same velocity. That instantly kills the human feel. Second, don't over-randomize the timing. If every note drifts, the groove stops sounding intentional. Third, don't make the top end too bright, or the ride will fight the snare and hats. Fourth, don't distort the dust layer so much that it turns into fizz. And fifth, don't leave the arrangement static. D&B needs movement. If you want to push this into darker, heavier territory, focus on mid-range dirt instead of just glossy brightness. A lot of the character lives in the 1.5 to 5 kHz range. You can also chop a tiny cymbal fragment from an Amen break, then process it with Redux, Saturator, and Auto Filter. That usually gives you a more authentic jungle texture than using a pristine cymbal from scratch. Another great pro move is subtle resampling. If the MIDI starts sounding too polite, freeze and flatten the part, then rechop the audio and nudge a few hits around. That little bit of imperfection can make the groove feel much more like a record and less like a grid. So here's the big takeaway. To humanize an Amen-style ride groove in Ableton Live 12, start with a solid sample, program a D&B-friendly rhythm, humanize the timing with small offsets, shape the velocities so the part phrases naturally, and layer clean transient energy with dusty mid-range grit. Then automate the arrangement so the groove evolves instead of looping endlessly. Keep the transient clean. Keep the mids dirty, and keep the timing human. That's where the jungle attitude lives. Now your challenge is to build a 16-bar evolving ride part. Keep the first phrase simple, add ghost notes and timing variation in the second, bring in more dust in the third, and open the tone for the fourth. Use at least two layers, make one automation move per phrase, and keep the ride supporting the break instead of overpowering it. That's the lesson. Go build it. Bounce it in context. And listen to how a few milliseconds and a little grit can completely change the energy.